Alishur Chelek Aleph Daf Nun Gimel. We got to the middle of the page. The author says, Tekufas Enevoa B'Yisrael Nimshecha Mimashe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Ad Anshei Knesset HaGdola. The period of prophecy extended from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Knesset HaGdola, Shela Nimnu Hanevim Acharonim. And that period of Anshei Knesset HaGdola saw the last prophets, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. Lo yidai b'seif as nevoa atzma, sheyesh ba moifes choisech la'ashras ha'shana b'Yisrael. It's not just the phenomenon of prophecy itself that indicates without doubt that the Shechina rested among Klal Yisrael. It's more than that. Hayu yedu'im lechachmei Yisrael b'dorosim gam adrachim keitzad lizkois b'nevoa. In those generations, Chachmei Yisrael knew the ways with which to attain Nevoah, the methodology which wanted to follow in order to attain that level. Ki ha-Nevoah lo yichala b'derech klal b'li hachana mitzad ha-adam. Because Nevoah does not evolve upon a person usually without much preparation. The Rambam says, Eilu shem mevakshin lehisnabe, heim anikei b'nei ha-Nevi'im. Those who seek Nevoah, those who are pursuing a course of training and preparation are the ones referred to in Tanakh as Bnei HaNevi'im. He says this in Lechois Yesodei HaTorah in Perek Zayin. Nir'eh meharamban beferoshal HaTorah umharambam sefer ha-moire shayu bekiim bechol madragos ha-nevoah. So it seems from the Ramban in his commentary and the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim that they were completely familiar with all the levels of Nevoah. והנבואה היסה אצלם מדרגה שהשגסה היסה עוד בסכום כמי הסום. And prophecy for them was a level where it was still appropriate to yearn for it. It was בסכום כמי הסום. They could still yearn for it, even though they didn't achieve it. But it was something much closer than it is to us, for example. בהקדמה למסכת אבויס, כוסב הרמב״ם, כי קיום מילי דאבויס הוא מביא לנבואה. Rambam writes there that the fulfillment of the words of Masechet Avos brings to Nevoah, ki harei man deboi lemehavi chasida likayem milei deAvos. As Chazal put it, a person who wishes to become a chasid should fulfill the words of Avos. Vechasidus mevia ledei ruach hakodesh. And that's a principle from the Braisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, that chasidus then brings to ruach hakodesh, sheneimar, as dibarta b'chazon lachasidecha, הרי כשהרמב״ם ניגש ללמוד מסכת אבויס, when the Rambam prepared to learn מסכת אבויס, היה זה אצלו בבחינת הכנה לנבואה. It was not just learning, it was a preparation for נבואה. נבואה היא מדרגה עצומה בשלמוס. נבואה is a phenomenally high level of perfection, human perfection, ובזמן הבייס השני כבר לא הגיעו הדרס אליה. Already in Bais Sheni, the second temple, the generations were not sufficiently spiritually developed to reach it. Ach Ruach HaKodesh haisa metziyah b'Yisrael. Nonetheless, Ruach HaKodesh, this divine inspiration, was prevalent. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, shehaya me'achronei ha-kohanim ha-gedolim b'Bais Sheni, he was one of the last kohanim in Bais Sheni, sherei hu haya me'asara ha-horgei malchus, he was one of the 10 martyrs who were killed by the Romans. So we're talking about the end of Bais Sheni. Siper, he relates in Brachos Daf Zayin, Pam achas nichnasti laktir ketores lifna velifnim. I entered in order to burn the ketores in Kodesh HaKodashim. Veraisi Hashem shu yeshev al kisram v'nisa, and I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some vision of Hashem on his throne. V'omar li Yishmael b'ni borcheini. And he asked me to recite some blessing. V'omar tilo, and I responded, Yehi ratzin, that your mercy overcome your anger, and so to speak, he nodded. So in the time of Tanaim, like Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, there were very high levels of Ruach HaKodesh, although not Nevoah. Later on, Chachmei HaTalmud Hishtamshu Bevaskol. There's already a decline. They were privy to Basko shei madriga yoser nemucha beruach hakodesh. It's a lower level of ruach hakodesh. In brackets, koil b'Torah mitzvot ruach hakodesh. The word koil in Torah indicates ruach hakodesh. It כל אשר תאמר אליך שרה, שמע בקהילה. זה זה השם to Avraham. שמע בקהילה, אין רשי, סעתי חזל, says, היינו ברוח הקודש שבא. Listen to her רוח הקודש. That coil, her voice indicates that. Bas coil, when you speak about a bas coil, it's madagas bas ruach hakodesh. It's a derivative of ruach hakodesh. It's a lower level, a derivative. So that exists in the time of the Gemara. Vegam acharei chasimas haTalmud, and even after the sealing, the completion of the Talmud, loy paska ruach hakodesh miYisrael, there is still ruach hakodesh among the Jewish people. Mitalmidei ha'arizal yesh anu oid sifrei hadracha kitzad lagel lidei ruach hakodesh. From the Talmidim of the Ari, we still have a guidebook as to how to reach Ruach HaKodesh. Ve'im ki b'shurisav ha'rishonos nikar she'ein sefer ze, even though from the very first lines it's quite apparent that this sefer, meaning Sha'arei Kedusha, the Rabbeinu Chaim Vital Zatzal, Sha'arei Kedusha by the Talmid of the Ari, Rabbi Chaim Vital, so it's apparent that this book, Ein Sefer Ze Medaber Eleinu, it's not speaking to us, El Al Dargois She'en Le'il Yadeinu La'asigan, it's speaking to people who have achieved levels that we are precluded from achieving. Har Me'etzem HaSefer Ze, but from the very existence of the Sefer, Nochal Yivachach Bevada'us Gemura, one can see with complete certainty, She'esh Elokim B'Yisrael Ad Ladores Acharonim Mamash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the midst of Yisrael Mamash, up to the last generations. Novi baze ketoim mitoch hakdama la sefer hakadosh hu. So we want to cite just a few paragraphs from the introduction to that sefer. Rabbi Chaim Vital writes, Roisi bnei aliyah v'hem ha'mu'atim. He's citing the Gemara where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says this to his son. He speaks about bnei aliyah v'hem ha'mu'atim, that bnei aliyah, those who are growing, developing, are few in number. He's paraphrasing that Gemara. והם המועטים משתקקים לאלויס. There are few, but they seek to grow. והסולם נעלם מעיניהם. The ladder is hidden from their eyes. והסבוננו בספרי הקדמוינים. They search all the ספרים, לחפש ולמצוא אורחי חיים. To seek, to find certain paths. להעלויס נפשם אל שורשה העליון. To be able to raise the soul to its uppermost root. Uldovka boizbarach, and to attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ke'inyan ha-nevi'im, like the nevi'im she'kol yomim nidbeku bekoinam, like the nevi'im who throughout their lives were attached to the Creator, u'me'emtza'us ha-dvekusei sh'arasa lahem ruach HaKodesh. And through that attachment, that's how the Divine Presence rested upon them. Ve'achareim ba'u ha-chasidim ha-rishonim ha-nikayim perushim, afterwards came the perushim u'vikshu latzes b'ikvoisem shel nevi'im, and they sought to follow the footsteps of the Nevi'im, ולא ינודעו. ולהזדמוס להם במערוס צורים ומדברוס, and they secluded themselves in caves and in wildernesses, ופרשו מדרכי בני אדם, they separated from the ways of most people, ומהם פרושים בבתיהם כדמיון הולכים מדברוס. Some of them were in the home, but still separated, similar to those who traveled through the wilderness. וכל היום וכל הלילה תמיד, and to constantly, day and night, lo yechashu lehalles boram, they did not cease from praising their Creator, be'esek Torah, uvshir David ha'melech alav ha'shalom, both through involvement in Torah and Tehillim, ha'mesemchim esalev, that cause joy to the heart. Ad asher tidbak machshavtam, bechoyach v'cheshek nimratz ba'oreis elyonim, to the point where through the seclusion and constant involvement in Torah, their thoughts were able to cleave with energy, ba'oreis elyonim, to the supreme lights, v'yismidu b'chach kol yomim, and they continued with this, ad asher alu b'madregas ruach hakodesh. They reached some level of ruach hakodesh. Ve'im ki lo yirei ze kir ize, even though what they achieved is certainly not nevuah, lo yinimtzu ofanei darkem v'shimoshem, eicha yavdu hakdeishim ha'eles Hashem, v'nasa kigum anachnu. He speaks about these ways of attaining these high levels. Furthermore, Arba'a G'dolei Yisrael she'nechanzu la'Pardes, he quotes that Gemara in Chagiga, about four great Tanaim who entered the Pardes, particularly the Soid aspect of it. Lo yinimnat mehem ish, and three of them were harmed in one way or another. Ki mahu chasid Rabbi Akiva, with the one exception of Rabbi Akiva. Ve'af hu bikshu malachei Hashares ledochafoi. Even he was in danger, the malachei Hashares sought to repel him. Lulei Hashem ezras aloi nechnas b'shalem v'yatza b'shalem. If not for Hashem's assistance, and he entered the paradise in peace and He exited in peace. V'ho'emes ki bikshu madrigos gdoilos, they were seeking very high levels, krivois el hanevoah, very close to prophecy, v'al ken istaknu ketzasam, and therefore some of them were in fact harmed, or at least put themselves in danger. And Rav Chaim Vital continues, v'anachnu halevai shenizkeh l'ruach hakodesh mu'at, halevai we should earn a lower level of ruach hakodesh ki inyan gilu Eliyahu zal. For example, a revelation of Eliyahu Hanavi to us, asher rabim zechol hakol mefusam, which many have earned, as is well known. Many great people have had the privilege that Eliyahu revealed himself to them. Uchinan gilu nishmoes tzedekim, another level of Ruach HaKodesh where nishmoes tzedekim reveal themselves. The neshama of a tzedek reveals itself to a person. Hanizkar harbe pamim v'sefer tikunim, it's mentioned many times in Sefer Tikunim. Veloy oid, says Rav Chaim Vital, not only that, ki gam bizmaneinu ze, even nowadays, ra'isi sheyesh gedoyshim zechu lechol ze. I have seen holy people who have earned all of this, achieved this. V'yesh asher nafshei atzma. Sometimes the person's soul itself, v'izdakecha b'moid m'oid, as he purifies his soul very, very much. Tizgalel adam. So a person has a greater insight into his own soul. It's not a revelation of Eliyahu or neshama of someone else. But he has a greater insight into himself, v'tanhigeu b'chol derachav. And then it helps him. It guides him in all his ways. V'chol eile hadrachim k'rivim yasigu af bizmanenu ze l'rayim elehim. These paths are accessible, he says, even in our days, to those who are worthy. Finally, he says, v'lachen hitzikasni ruach bitni. And therefore I was moved, lehatir l'perushim l'itmoch b'minam, to support these people, lehoyreis lehem hadrach yeruba, to teach them the path. V'lachen chibarti chibuz, and that's why I've composed this sefer. Uvo avair sesorim, I will clarify hidden things, lo yisearum rishonim asher lefaneinu, that were known before, kani kibalti mipe ish kadosh, I received this knowledge from a holy person, malach Hashem tzvakois mori hari luria, that's the Arizal, I received it from him, ul yosam razei olam, seeing that these are secrets, v'talumoy sesorim, and these are hidden things, agale tefach v'chase alpayim amah, I will only reveal a tiny bit and conceal much more. He's paraphrasing Chazal, right? Megale tefach umchase tfochaim. But he says instead of revealing a tefach and concealing two tfochim, he says, I'll reveal a tefach and conceal 2,000 amois. Veftach bedoicha kshere kdusha. I will open the gates of kdusha just a tiny bit. Kemachat sidkis, a crack. And then he carries on and he says, Vechelik hadaled, the fourth part of the book, beofanea yichudim atzmam, certain meditations on Yichud Hashem, asher al yadam yusag ruach hakodesh, with which one can attain ruach hakodesh, kasher bochanti venisisi venisamti mizivoy, as he says, I experienced myself. Those are a few paragraphs in the beginning. And the author says, ashrei ha'am shekach li asher ha'am she'ashem eleikov, that we had this, and it's not that long ago, that we had these people who had ruach hakodesh of various levels, divine inspiration, divine infusions, not nevoah, but certain levels of inspiration. Furthermore, last line there, מהמחבר, מרן רבי יוסף קרויזל, מחבר שולחן ערוך, יש לנו ספר מגיד מישרים. So he also composed the ספר מגיד מישרים, בו ימוסר לנו כל מה שגילו לו בקביעוס מן השמיים, where he writes what a מלאך told him. This is the מלאך המגיד, that revealed to him, and this sefer is available, one can, it's there. He reveals what this malach revealed to him regularly, mishamayim. On the next page, me'oy seidur, from that same generation of the Shulchan Aruch, yesh lanu te'ur mafli u'mavhil, we have a wondrous, remarkable description, me'rabi Shlomo Halevi Alkabetz Zal, from the Alkabetz, mechaber shir l'chad odi, he's famous for his composition, Rechabedi. He wrote other things as well, of course. Hamuva bishla b'maseches Shavuos. So this description is cited in the Shla in Maseches Shavuos, Daf Kuf Pei, Bitfus Fyurda, Shnas Taf Kuf Chav Daled. That's the specific reference in the Shla, if you want to look it up. Echtov lechem ma'aseh shira karov lizmaneinu. Where the Shla writes about an incident that happened recently, והועתק ממכתב המקובל הרב רבינו שלמה אלקבץ, and it is copied from his letter of the Alkabetz, שהמתחבר בבית רבינו בית יוסף, who was a contemporary, an intimate of the בית יוסף, והפיע עליו רוח הקודש, and he experienced רוח הקודש, וזה נוסח הכסוב. And he writes as follows. It's a long description of what happened on Shavuos. De'ulachem, ki iskam lo achasid, amechabezali, they agreed, he says, together with the Bechabe, the Beis Yosef, v'ani avdov avadechem me'achavirim, a whole group of us, la'amoid al nafshenu leil Shavuos. That we would spend the night of Shavuos, ul nadeid, that should be not nilader, it's a mistake, ul nadeid shena me'ineinu, and to resist sleep. Thank God we succeeded. Rega, we do not cease for a moment. Just what you hear just now. Uschin of Shechem. As follows. Rishena Tirakarinu. We began by reading from the Torah Misefer Bereishis Ad Vaychulu, the parsha of creation. Bin ima bekoil gadoil. They sang it according to the trop, I suppose, loudly. אחר כך, בחוידה ששלישי, עד סוף סדר, from בחוידה ששלישי, until the end of the parasha, עויד מפרשס משפטים, ואל מוישי אומר עד סוף סדר, that part of פרשס משפטים, עויד מפרשס ואיסחנן, ויקם משל כל ישראל, עד סוף פרשס שמה ישראל, that part of ואיסחנן, וכל זה באימה, באיראה, all of this was done with dread, בניגון, with a trop, בטעם לא יאומן כי יסופר. ואחר כך, so after learning תרא שבכסף, לומדנו משנה, Kol Seder Zeroim. That's remarkable. They learned the entire Seder Zeroim. V'achar kach lamadnu al derech ha'emes, afterwards Kabbalah. Uve'ez shitchalu lilmod ha'mishnah, v'lamadnu shtem ha'sechtois. So when they had learned to ha'sechtois, zikanu bo'ireinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the merit, v'nishma es kol ha'medaber b'fi ha'chasid, kol gadoil, b'chituch ois yois. They heard this voice emanating from the Mechaber, וכל השכנים היו שומעים ולא מבינים. And the neighbors could hear it, but they couldn't understand. והיה נעימויס רע, והכל הולך וחזק. It was an unearthly voice, a very loud voice. ונופלנו על פונינו, we fell. ולא רוח באיש לישא עיניו, we did not raise our eyes. לראויס מרוב המורה והדיבור הוא מדבר עמנו. It was just an awesome experience, a dreadful experience. והשחיל ואומר, so this voice said, שימו ידידיי המהדרים אל המהדרים אהוביי. Listen to me, beloved ones. שלם לכם, אשריכם ואשרי יולדסכם. You are fortunate, those who gave birth to you. אשריכם בעולם הזה ואשריכם בעולם הבא. אשר שמתם על נפשכם לאתרני בלילה הזה, that you dedicate yourself tonight to crown me on this night. אז אשר זה כמה שנים נפלה אתרס ראשי. It's been years that the crown has been has fallen off, ואין מנחם לי, none could console me, ואני מושלחס באפר חובקס אשפטויס, and I've been, so to speak, cast to the dust. ואתה החזרתם עטרה לישנה, now you have returned the crown to its pristine state. הזחזקו ידידיי, strengthen yourselves, הסאמצו אהוביי, make the effort, שמחו ואילצו, be joyous. ודעו כי אתם מבני עלייה, you are among those who grow, וזכיסם ליוס מהיכלו דמלכה, entering the domain of the king. The koil teiraschem vehevel pichem ala lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sound of your terror has gone up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'inini ha-mishna ha-alef ha-miyases ha-adam bosi ledaber aleichem ve'im ho-yisem asara had there been 10 of you ha-yisem mis'alim yoser ve-yoser. You would have grown even more. Aval im kozos mis'alesem v'ashechem. Nonetheless, you accomplished much. לכו בניי יסחזקו וימצו וילצו באבסי בסורסי בירסי ואילו הייסם משרים, this voice said, if you could only possibly imagine אלף מאלף אלפי אלפים ורוב ריבי רבבויס, if you could imagine a fraction מהצער שאני שויה בוי, of the pain in which I am, the distress, לא יהייסה נכנסת שמחה בלבכם, you would never feel joy ולא שחוק בפיכם, there would never be a smile upon your faces, בזוכרכם כי בסיבסכם אני משלחת באפר. Remembering that it's because of you, the Jewish people, that I'm cast to the earth. לכן חזקו ואימצו ואילצו בניי ידידיי המהדרים, strengthen yourselves ואל תפסיקו הלימוד, do not stop your learning, כי חוט של חסד משוך עליכם. There's חסד upon you, וסרסכם עריבה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. Terror is sweet before הקדוש ברוך הוא. לכן עמדו בניי ידידיי לרגליכם, you should stand, ואמרו בכל רם, you should say loudly, כי יום הכיפורים לא כידוע, יום הכיפורים ברוך, שם, כבוי וכו'. ועומדנו על רגלינו, we did in fact stand, ואמרנו בכל כאשר נצטווינו, and we said loudly, as we had been instructed, וחוזר ואמר, שובו אל לימודיך, and then the voice told us to return to עלינו, אל תפסיקו רגע, do not cease for one moment. אז כל הדברים הועיל הדיבר אלינו, all of these things, the voice spoke to us, ושמעה אוזנינו, ורבו יסקיינו וכן, much more like this, מענייני החוכמה, כמה וכמה הבטחות גדולות, there's quite a few great assurances, וכולנו גאינו בבכייה מרוב השמחה, we were crying out of joy, וגם בשומעינו צרס השכינה בבנסן, we also cried when we heard the terrible pain, the distress of the שכינה through אבוינס, וכוילה, כחוילה המסכנס אלינו, the voice was like a sick person pleading with us. ואז נשחזקנו עד אויר הבויקר, we strengthened ourselves until morning, ולא נפסק גרסה מפומנו בגילה אור עדה. We did not cease learning at all with joy and trembling. והיא ובויקר הלכנו וטבלנו כאשר עשינו שני ימים קודם, we went to the מקווה, ושם מצאנו לשלושה חברים אשר לא נמצאו שם בלילה הוא. We found three colleagues who had not been there that night, וגוערנו בהם, we rebuked them. ונספר להם את כל הטובה שעשה השם עמנו, and we related to them all that had happened. וימוס ליבם בקרבם, they were so dejected, וסתו פניהם וגאו בבחייה, they cried, וגם אנחנו נשחזקנו כנגדם יען, וסיבסם לא זכינו עוד. We were also, we were aware that because they had not been there, we didn't earn even greater level. והפסדנו כאשר אמר למעלה, we lost on certain levels as I related above. ויאמרו, and they said, מי ייתן והלילה הזו עשה שנייה? Well, perhaps this second night, נשחבר ביחד, let's join, ונהיה עשרה, we'll be then a minion. והסכמנו לעשות, and we agreed so. ואם שבלילה ראשון שינה בעינינו לא ראינו, אפילו רגע כמאמרה. And even though on the first night we did not sleep one moment, וגם ביום לא הונח ראשון, and even during the day we could not sleep, כי דורש דורש החסיד אחר המנחה, because the base Yosef gave a drosha after מנחה, וישבנו, and we were there. So they hadn't slept the whole night, and apparently not the day. ועם כל זה שינסנו באויז מסנינו, and nonetheless we girded ourselves, ועשינו בלילה השנייה כסדר ראשון, and we did on the second night as we had done on the first. ומרוב השמחה שהיינו עשרה, out of the joy that we were ten, there was a minyan, לא המתינו עד עז קרוא המשנה, it didn't take until we got to the part of reading the Mishnah, ולא עד חצוס כמו בלילה ראשון, nor did we have to wait until חצוס as in the first night, שהיה ממש בחצוס הלילה, then it happened in the middle of the night, at midnight, רק תכף שהיינו קוראים דיברויס של משנה תורה. As soon as we're reading the דיברויס, אין ואסחנן, עשר עשי דיברויס, בהגיענו לפרשס שמה, כל דוידנו דויפק. The voice of my beloved came knocking, this is of course a paraphrase of the pasuk in שיר השירים, right? כל דוידי דויפק בישחיל יחי סיכלה. וישחיל, the voice began, שימו ידידים המעדרים מן המעדרים, הקיצו ורננו שוכני אפר בסיד, אפר העליון וכו'. ודברים של חוכמה אומר, and then words of wisdom, הנה אחר כך אמר, afterwards, אשריכם ידידיי, אשריכם המעלים איסי, you are fortunate, כמה וכמה נסעליסם שאתם עשרה לכל דבר שבקדושה, because do not you are ten. It's a minion, it's a different level altogether. ואילולי ניתנה רשוס לעין, had there been permission, הייסם רואים, ההי שהסובב זה הבאיסה, you would be able to see the fire that surrounds the sun. This fire is obviously not a physical fire, so there was the spiritual fire surrounding the house. לכן חזקו ואימצו ואל תפסיקו הקשר. Strengthen yourselves. והעלוני בכל רם שמה ישראל וברוך שם כבוד מלכוסו כי יום הכיפורים. Say this thing. דברים אחרים כמו חצי שעה. It continued for about half an hour. וחזרנו לסוד הלימוד. ואחר כך כחצי עשר לילה. And then at midnight חזר דיבור פעם שניס. Once again. ודיבר שיעור שווי. It spoke to us for an hour or more. ומעיד אני עליי שמיים וארץ. I bring witnesses heaven and earth. כי כל זה שדיברתי פה, whatever I've told you here, ובקונטרסים אין לו חלק אחד ממה, it's not even 1% of what really happened. ואפילו בקונטרס, or even in that booklet that he wrote, תראו בין תיבה לתיבה סקולסה כזה לפעמים, והיא הוכחה, you'll see, he left spaces, והיא הוכחה כי שם היה דבר נעלם, that in those places, there was something hidden that he can't say, ולא ישס אל עצמי לכתוב, so I couldn't permit myself to write it, so he's only revealing the tip of the iceberg. אחי ועמי, my brothers, my nation, שימעו זכי נפשכם, כי החברים השלמים אשר ראו כזה, the colleagues, the friends who saw all of this, רוח חדשה ניתן בקרבם. There was a new spirit in them. וגם ביום השבוס, that Shabbos, חזר הדיבור לחסיד, this voice returned to the Beis Yosef. ואל שכה אסחנן ייתן בלבכם לחוס על עצמכם, מהשם גרנטס, ויזכן להיזכר עמכם אל אדמס הקודש, לעבדו שכם אחד אומן, כוי דברי לשני אחיכם שלמה הלוי על כבד. עד כאן brief summary. So the author Kazois היה לפני כ-350 שנה. This is about 350 years ago. Furthermore, ידוע כי לרמח"ל זה עליה מגיד. רמח"ל עושה את המגיד, מלאך שגילה לו סודות נפלאים, that revealed him wondrous secrets. ובאבויסינו הרבים נאבד החיבור הגדול שחיבר להם. A great sefer that he wrote was lost בגלל המחלוקס שקמה עליו והביא לגניזת הספר, because the מחלוקס that surrounded the רמח"ל and brought to the hiding of this book. אולם כתועים ממנו גילה הרמח"ל במכתביו. Certain passages that רמח"ל revealed in his letters שנמצאים אצלו, that are extant and were published. Later on, a little later on, ידוע כי להגרוז עליה רוח הקודש, לגאון מווילנה את רוח הקודש, וכי יצאו לו מלאכים לגלוס לו סיסרי תורה, that the מלאכים offered to teach him, והוא סירב, and he refused, יען כי רצה להשיג את הניתן להשיג על ידי יגיע עשוי והמלא דווקא. He wanted to attain whatever is attainable and achievable, specifically through his toil. אכן השכינה שרה בישראל, the divine presence rests in Israel, ורוח הקודש פועמס בם ברוח הקודש, is within כלל ישראל עד לדורות האחרונים ממש. Of course, attenuated, low and lower levels, but the divine presence is there within the Jewish people. עד כאן.